step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Good evening and welcome to episode 24 of FTM for Trans Men. And I'm your host, Aiden Xavier McCool. And yeah, I really got to quit switching locations like this, don't I? Lighting's also a little off, but honestly, I don't think it's too bad. Maybe it just might be the camera on my laptop. It's really not that good. But hey, what can you say for an Apple product from about 2 years ago? Actually, you could probably say a lot. Apple's pretty good, and for the money I paid for it, it better still be good. But what do you make do? I've already broken my rule, my goal, my schedule, shall I say. I said that I would go weekly, and already I'm 2 weeks behind. Such a lovely start to the new month and a new schedule, right? But in the interest of not being tackled by my wife and producer again, if I don't put out another episode, better now than never. I'm going to have to double up, I guess. For those of you that are wondering, yes, I was actually tackled, as in she like pinned me down, and it was actually kind of embarrassing. Post an episode. No! Oh, there was lots of tickling, lots of bucking, lots of no! No! I'm sure that is exactly what everyone needed to know about my personal life, but I have to throw in something comical about my producer and my wife at some point, don't I? It can't all be facts and uplifting stuff and whatever the hell is going on in the news that just depresses all of us. And that's partially what today's episode is going to be. It's been 2 weeks, and I will level with all of you completely. I have nothing planned. I have tried so hard to think on something, but honestly, that's one of the biggest problems with trying to go weekly. I don't really have too much to say. I mean, the show started out more as an informational-based show, things that trans men really needed to know, things that they should know, like you really shouldn't be using ACE bandages to bind your chest, or this is what a packer is, and this is where you can find it, and this is how you can use it, or the embarrassing product names that really make people laugh. Dare I bring up the Shiwi again? Anything like that. And I have bigger things planned for next month for good reason. I feel like it's going to be more of a, I wouldn't say pessimistic month, but it's going to be a lot of serious topics that are not trans-based, but human-based, one being dealing with abuse. Never pretty, but it's one that we do not talk about enough, and it is given far less attention as far as men go, be they trans masculine, be they cis. You always hear, whenever you hear about an abusive story or a story about domestic abuse or violence, it is always a man against a woman, but hardly ever the other way around. Yes, we're getting to the point where we can acknowledge that it happens to men. However, we still kind of explain it away. We still kind of make it a joke. And obviously, that's not the case. Sometimes it's far worse. Next month will also be a very personal time for me, and I want to address that personally. If you've had the chance to read Passing Cars, then you understand what it is. But again, topics for next month. I just wanted to kind of give a partial explanation as to why I've kind of slipped, because I'll admit, I do feel bad about that. You're my audience, honestly, and I feel bad about slipping up on that. But on one hand, yes, life happens, and it's just, things are just going to get in the way. But on the other hand, I have a commitment. I said I would do this. I do have to keep up on it, you know? So, all right. Now that that's all out of the way, what am I going to do today? Well, if you looked at the title, it's called Talking, just talking. It looks like I've gotten to the point where I can not only better articulate my thoughts and feelings, but I seem to be much better at them rambling than I am putting them down concisely. Maybe it just might be that me being completely off the cuff sometimes really works. At least that's what I've heard. It was given as an explanation as to why my viewership is so high. I'll come back to that though, just because it's been over a year and I still don't understand, but again. So I'm just going to start talking about some topics that just kind of came up that have been on my mind for a while that I have something to say about, but have not had the option to do so or anything like that. So yeah, let's see. All right. Oh yes, if any of you are watching, I will be reading off of a piece of paper here, so just don't mind me. It's not that I've forgotten my lines or anything. I'm just, you know, I think maybe I'll just put that one at the beginning because that's something I want everyone to know. If not about me, then about other people. Maybe might explain it better. If I've not said so before, and I think I might have, which is again another symptom of what I'm about to explain, I have ADD. More the attention portion of it. I cannot focus for very long. Sometimes I forget that I did things. Sometimes I forget what I've done entirely. It's nothing huge, it's just I can't remember. It's very, very hard for me to do that on my own, and sometimes medication helps, a lot of the time it doesn't. So, what usually helps is writing stuff down. I'm better able to remember that I'm supposed to do something, or I'm supposed to meet someone, or I'm supposed to remember a topic. A good example would be I promised Marissa I would do something earlier in the month. And I was convinced at the time that yes, I would remember. This was not a hard thing to do. I could be counted on that, on it to, I could be counted on to do that thing. About 2 days later, she asked me if I did the thing, and I completely blanked and did not remember what she was talking about. I didn't write it down, and I forgot to do it. Luckily, it wasn't that big of a deal, and I was able to do the thing the next day, but I'm far better able to remember to do something if I write it down. If I remember that I wrote something down or I find it somewhere, I'm able to go, oh shit, right, I have to do that, or I have to say this, or I need to look up this, or whatever. It's not really detrimental. It's not even really debilitating, but it gets in the way. It's easily treated as long as you have the right medication for it and keep up and go keep going to the doctor. Aside from that, doing small things like writing something down or putting a reminder on your calendar or something like that really helps. That aside, I mean, aside from making adorable exclamations whenever I get distracted by something, that's about it. Sometimes I do get distracted by other things like ads, moving ads on like Newsweek.com, or if I'm reading something off of BuzzFeed, if there's a video playing and I'm trying to read something, for fucking get it, I cannot focus. And I hate that I can't close those things out because all I'm trying to do is read the article, and I can't stand the dancing cat and the giant sombrero with the maracas in their hand telling me about the new Mazda XD7 or something like that. I don't know. Really fucking annoying. But again, that might be something that someone you know or love about has. So honestly, try to be a little more gentle with them if they have it. And they frustrate you. Most of the time, if they forget to do something or get distracted by something else, honestly, it's unintentional. We just can't fucking focus. That's all. Okay, so first topic. So there's been a lot of stuff on politics. I know what you're thinking. What are you talking about? There's been a lot on politics ever since Trump won the election back in 2016. Yeah, I agree. However, this is pretty big because, 2 weeks ago we got wind of indictments of 20 people that are involved in the election excuse me, hang on. I apologize about that. Cat got stuck in a room and tried to claw her way out. Toes is very adorable. However, she has a very hard time getting out of that bedroom. Door doesn't stay open when kids in there sleeping. Whatnots. The clawing. Again, like I just said, ADD, the clawing would have gotten to me. Right, back on topic with the politics. We got wind of the indictments 2 weeks ago involving the Russian hacking of the election in 2016, 20 people accused, as well as evidence that Trump asked for Clinton's email accounts to be hacked. Yeah, imagine that. And wouldn't you know it, he's not only denying it, but deflecting like fucking hell. I mean, it's amazing. It's like we're right back into November of 2017. With the NFL, once again, sorry, honey, it's not going to work. There is some hard evidence against you. You better run like hell. And the meeting with Putin, which, honestly, I expected him to backpedal. Trump, not Putin. Of course Putin's not going to do that. He knows he's got something good going here. Or at least he assumes so. I'll admit, I was surprised about that. One can get away with pretending that nothing is wrong for only certain occasions, this not being one of them. That's pretty solid evidence proving that there is definitely something going on, and I am honestly very surprised that he's still playing this card. But I guess if one assumes that their base will believe almost anything they say, then might as well still go with it. Oh, okay, and I'm going to focus on the feed a little bit here. Hi, Sherry. But yes, I thought that was pretty big, actually. Most sane politicians would have run for the hills by now. Ah, and how could I forget the very swift and poorly done backpedaling over, no, I spoke to Putin and he said that it wasn't him. He's not responsible. I believe him. Oh, wait, I misspoke. I meant I don't believe him. I've got a 10-year-old daughter downstairs that would shake her head and facepalm and even say, wow, you're bad at this. You're very bad at this. Not to say that my daughter's deviant, honestly, but come on. As children, we all lied and tried to get out of a problem. Again, I'm not using her as an example, but she is my youngest. So, I mean, I could just see her yelling in frustration, oh my God, really, really? Hell, even my oldest would do the same thing. This is pretty embarrassing for a 70-something-year-old man. Sherry, can I share this with a friend who is going back and forth on some stuff? Sure. Live feed. Why not? It's just going to be me talking about anything, really. But yeah, go ahead. Okay, jumping again. Fears. Okay. Oh, wait, no, I forgot a portion. I've been talking about this with a few people. Getting back to what's going on and hard evidence staring people right in the face and the willful ignorance. Now, one who got away with this kind of stuff back in the 60s and 70s, okay, that kind of is the gray line right there. There's evidence, written history, written recent history that would have called one out on their bullshit for willfully denying that kind of stuff. Let's just go with, Jim Crow law sympathizers. Let's go with that. Just doing their job or no. Surely no, this, I believe this, they were right or something like that. Okay, that's kind of a gray area. But people are willfully denying hard evidence right now. We've had the internet as we know it for almost 30 years. God, almost 30 years. Oh, God, I'm old. Ugh. And when I say that, I mean like America Online and that kind of stuff, not the stuff that was used by the military before it was released to the public. I could be wrong on that. And if I am, kindly call me out on it. I'm always here to learn. Love doing that kind of stuff. So we have better access to all sorts of information. There is information we can access from 20 years ago, if not more now. So someone being that ignorant and saying, of course I believe this, of course I don't believe that, of course I'm for this, of course I'm for that. What do they think is going to happen? No period of tyranny, at least in the Western world, has really lasted for as long as these people seem to think. It's not because of resilience, and I'm not going to start beating my chest and chanting USA, USA. I'm just saying that history goes in cycles. Let's look at World War II and Nazi Germany, for example. That one didn't last very long, and, well, I mean, even those that were indicted as conspirators were tried. Hell, if I remember hearing right, someone tried to do a Nazi salute in Germany, and they got their fucking asses kicked. They don't play around with that kind of stuff. My point being that people who are on the wrong side of history and really go with that kind of rhetoric, willfully, blatantly, ignorantly, however you want to put it, once this is all over, once it's all said and done, however long that takes, history's not going to remember these people very kindly. And with the technology that we have now, the access to information we have from 20 years ago, can you imagine how much better the internet is going to be in the future? It's not going to be possible for these people to say, yes, I believe in this, you know, Sieg Heil and do the Nazi salute and all this other stuff and white power and blah, blah, blah. These people can't go back and say, oh, no, I didn't do that. No, just because some idiot's doing that right now and it makes you feel empowered does not mean that you're going to be able to explain it away or deflect or say, no, I didn't do that 20 years from now. People are going to call you out on it. You're going to be embarrassed, and no one's going to give you a free pass, especially not after this. We still have moderates, yes. However, look at what happened after we got this man in office. Do you really think that future generations of voters are going to be this kind? Do you really think that moderators are going to either be well heard, or we're going to be told to, you know, see both sides of the problem from now on? I don't think so. Not that easily. Sorry, waving the youngest one. Go, Garen, go. Sorry, squeaking is the bedroom door I was talking about earlier. But again, jumping topics. Home life. That's a good place to start. As I said earlier, partially why I hadn't posted anything earlier was because I had no good ideas, which I felt bad about. However, that's only partially what happens. We've had a bit of a change in living situation here. And it's change always makes things very awkward. I'm not at liberty to go into details. I really don't feel like it either, but it's pretty bad when, excuse me, things change, at least in this caliber, because I get completely distracted. And at that point, it's mostly in our household, drop what you're doing. Someone else needs your help and needs it badly. Take care of them first. At least that's what I do. And Devin does. And our newest metamor, Sarah, does. We worry and look out for one another, and when something like this happens, of course we jump into action. That's just how we are. That's how our polycule works. How it's going to have to work, you know? So honestly, mental capacity and energy was more needed to make sure that everyone in the house was okay first instead of the episode. And honestly, I apologize to everyone for that. Because, yeah, I kind of drug my feet on it trying to think of another idea for this episode, but I also had to worry about someone else. and it sounds horrible when I say that, but that's just how I am. I worry about people, other people, probably a little more than I should. And that's not to say I'm overbearing and nagging and acting like their mother, but trauma is interesting. The way I've always put it is I do not want someone to suffer the way I did. And luckily, not too many people that I know personally have suffered the exact same way I have. However, when someone is hurt, even emotionally, if it's something that's bothering them, if I see they're down, I can't help it. I have to do something. I really do. No one more than Marissa. And I'll choose a topic that I plan on getting to later. And I know she'll be listening to this, so of course I can already see the hand on the heart and the big smile and the blessing and whatnot. I know she's watching. I'm also a little nervous. I'm watching my youngest go through what I did when I was a child. Bad separation anxiety. I can be general about it at least. 20 years ago next month, I was in a fatal car accident. Obviously, I survived since I'm still here and talking to you. But I lost a family member. Got in the car, kind of fell asleep or passed out due to shock, and woke up, and I never saw them again. The after effects still reverberate now, but on a much lesser scale. Unfortunately, that's happening for her right now, but just in a different way, and I feel bad. Very bad. Very, very bad. Because I'm remembering what it was like when I was in that same spot, but I struggle to help as an adult, as a caregiver. I remember what it feels like. No matter what someone tells you, you are panicking. You feel like absolutely nothing can save you. And all you do is worry, and it's horrible. It really, really is. I don't know how to make it easier on her, you know? But she's doing okay, at least. She's doing okay, at least. Okay. Now then, moving on, because my God, does that topic just bum me the fuck out. Might as well be vain about it. The show. I said I would get back to this topic. I'm kind of flabbergasted. Confounded, maybe. The reason I started this show was basically for information. I remember being a member of at least one group and for trans men. There was information, however, it was mostly, do I pass? How do I get needles? I'm out. My partner, my parents, someone spent the money I needed for those needles, and now I can't get my medication. My chest hurts because I bound my chest too tight. What do I do? My parents aren't supportive. This is the third binder I've bought, and they just burned it again, or they threw it away again. There wasn't any good information. That's why I started this show, because we are so less visible. We're not. Do I even need to go into the ScarJo thing? Yes, actually. That'll be later. There wasn't anything for us. And that's why I did this. But I don't consider myself a big podcaster. I certainly don't think of myself on the same level as, like, No Illusions or Tom and Cecil or even my wife. I'm not some big personality. I consider myself more of a concerned citizen that just really, really, really needs people to pay attention to what I'm trying to say, just because this is healthy. This is for your own good. Really, please just listen to me. I'm not trying to nag you, but I can help. Please, please just listen to this. That's as far as it goes. I can't see myself as a big personality. I really can't. It's not in me. It really isn't. I can't see myself that way, even though almost everyone I know would argue with me. I know that my voice deserves to be heard. I know that I'm doing something important. I really am. But when I say that I can't see myself as a podcaster and I don't really see myself that way or anything like that, I want it to be understood that it's not because it's not self-depreciating or self-deprecating, sorry. It's not that, it's just that it is absolutely impossible for me to notice that. I can't. I'm just someone who luckily got a camera and is getting information out as I can. That's it. And it's still weird. It's still weird to know that my voice is heard all over the country. East Coast, parts of New York, I'm sure. California, Arkansas, goddamn Arkansas. But not even here, not even just here in the United States. People can hear my voice from on the other side of the world. What's weird about that is, let's go back a bit. High school, I mean, whenever a teacher would call out my name or something, my dead name, of course, because, of course, I've never always been known by this name, that would elicit a lot of people to kind of scratch their heads in the classroom and go, who's that? Oh, hang on.
All right.
Surprise appearance by Devin.
You
want me to move? Do you want me to move? Or are you getting ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Pardon. Change of location. Oh, see, a very, very interesting live stream. Isn't it great? Might as well keep it lively while I'm recording. Why not, right? But yes, that's what I remember most. I've gone from, who's that? And I'll happily admit that that's partially self-inflicted, just because I really didn't talk too much in high school. And good Lord, you can barely see my face. Sorry, everyone. No, I don't think there is a flash or anything like that. Let me see if I can change. Can I go this way, maybe? Ah, yeah. There we go. Much better. I didn't talk much, but still, I'm used to being something that really wasn't too noticed. I mean, sure, in some ways that was negative, but I still kind of see myself that way. It's not because I'm trying to self-deprecate myself. It's just that's how it's been for, good Lord, about 20 years or more now. I'm not used to being a personality. I'm beyond flattered that people look up to me that way, but I still have such a hard time grasping it. I guess I kind of feel like I don't deserve it, you know? Simply because I'm saying something on a camera. I mean, come on. Alex Jones gets on TV in front of a bunch of cameras and spews the strangest bullshit I have ever heard, and people still pay attention to him. I'm not comparing myself to Alex Jones. I'm just saying he's not really saying anything worthwhile while, you know, I guess maybe people just pay attention to the weirdest things sometimes. I guess it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm flattered nonetheless. I'm always flattered whenever someone says something kind to me, thank you. And I'm genuinely flattered more than I can clearly express to anyone listening to this now or anyone that's listening to this in a few days when the audio is posted, or just anyone listening on the other side of the world. I mean, thank you, but speaking very honestly, I'm sorry, I don't feel like I'm some sort of star or anything like that. I'm just passing along information while trying to keep the cats from distracting me. What? Might as well show her. Come here, you. Everyone, this is Toes. Toes likes to scratch at the door and distract me entirely. Say hello, Toes. It just doesn't make any sense, I guess. And I can already hear a bunch of people trying to tell me that I am important, and I can already hear Marissa saying, your voice deserves to be heard. Just go with it. Don't try to understand it. Can I at least say that I'm trying to do that the best I can, and sometimes it still just doesn't make any sense. I'm just kind of blown away by it. Okay, where was I? Family. I kind of realized that I haven't talked about my family much, if at all. And like a lot of people, I have good relations with some family members, but not all of them. And that's common nowadays, but if I can be honest, I'm kind of sad. Because I don't have the kind of relationship with every family member that I wanted. There are some family members I haven't seen in years. There are some family members I unfortunately never ever got along with. There are some family members that I don't think I've seen for a very long time. I have with that family member, which I won't lie, makes me sad, very sad. And there are some family members that I looked up to a lot, and I don't really know how my relationship is with them anymore. And that kind of worries me. And so, I don't know. But I can't complain too much. I still do have those family members biologically that I talk to. And I have a good family where I am. Very good one. But I guess there's really nothing wrong with admitting that things didn't go the way that I had hoped they would or thought they would. And although that's not the end of the world, and that it's okay because I have a good support system with the family members I talk to and the family I have here, it's okay to acknowledge that things didn't go as I wanted, and I mourn that loss quite a bit. It's hard to talk about sometimes, but right now I don't mind. I don't mind it. And I'd rather do so because I don't want to feel sorry for myself every single time I think about it. You know? No one on here is my therapist, per se, and I'm not going to treat this thing as my personal diary. No one on here is responsible for fixing me. I don't want that to happen. But I also think it's very good to talk about in the first place. It acknowledges that it exists. And good lord, the lighting in here is still terrible. I'm sorry for the constant changes and everything. Just trying to get this so I don't look like some sort of ghoul half hidden by the darkness. Ooh, gone gothic and poetic all at the same time. Okay, another depressing topic. Let me move on.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.